Our hangouts filling up with people coming in long after the gates are locked.
Yeah, well, now one local city has had enough, and its leaders are taking steps to put a stop to it. Eyewitness News reporter Marcus Solis has the story.
Like any surveillance camera, the ones going up in Mount Vernon take pictures. But get this, they talk too, giving trespassers the following warning.
Stop. This is a restricted area, and your photograph was just taken. We will use it to prosecute you. Leave the area now.
Today, Mount Vernon officials showed off the city's newest crime prevention tool. The cameras are meant to deter illegal activity and vandalism at parks and playgrounds after hours.
We want to send a message if you're going to do evil things, this is not the city to do it.
I think that this will help ensure the different parks in Mount Vernon to ensure that other people can live safely and children can live safely.
The cameras are solar powered and motion activated. The flash is powerful enough to photograph a suspect up to 100 feet away, even in darkness. Each unit costs $6,000, and there are a number of residents who say the money is being misspent given the poor conditions in some of the playgrounds.
There's nothing in here, so why you got cameras in here? Don't nobody be in here?
It's really sad because these kids don't have nowhere to go, nowhere to play. What are they going to play on? Everything over there is tore up or messed up.
But officials say they can't fix up the parks until they crack down on vandalism, hence the cameras. As for those concerned about invasion of privacy,
you would hear people say, why all these cameras? But if you're not doing anything wrong, don't worry about the cameras.
In all, there will be a dozen units installed, and to protect the cameras themselves from being vandalized, each one is bulletproof. In Mount Vernon, Marcus Solis, Channel